Offers of aid for Chinese quake survivors are pouring in from around the world and across the U.S. Earlier this week in Durham, North Carolina, more than 100 people, mostly Chinese residents and Chinese Americans, gathered on the steps of Duke University's chapel to lend their support. Jessica Jones of Station WUNC was there.
Just before the vigil started, student organizers spread a big red Chinese flag across the chapel steps. They pulled votive candles out of a plastic grocery bag and arranged them around the flag. Then, a PhD student dressed in a black suit got up to speak in Chinese and English. Weina Wang heads Duke's Chinese Student and Scholar Association.
As the Chinese students here, as everybody who has heard of this tragic, we feel so sad and so shocked. So the vigil tonight is trying to commemorate those who has lost their lives during the earthquake and to pray for those who are still trapped.
The somber, silent crowd was in sharp contrast to the scene last month when a dispute erupted between pro-Tibet and pro-China demonstrators on campus. Wang asks this crowd for donations that will go to the Chinese Red Cross.
Donation for Sichuan earthquake.
As a long line forms at a card table nearby, Wang says right now it's hard to be so far away from home.
Because if we are back, we may be able to do more things. Like there is some people that is donating blood and everything that could help to rescue those who are in hospital because so many people were injured and they need medical care. But we are here. We won't be able to do anything. Try to rescue them.
An open-air slideshow projected on a big screen near the chapel steps displays scene after scene of the disaster. Li Xiamei of Beijing was watching quietly with her arms folded tightly across her chest.
I want to go home. Every Chinese people want to go home. To do something for those people in the earthquake. It's a disaster.
Nearby, Yishuan Wu and Jing Du hold their year-and-a-half-old son, Edward, as they watch slides of children injured in the quake.
The family, they are suffering from this.
Yeah, as a parent, we know many children, were lost their lives, and many family only have one child. Maybe their child died. They even lost their hope. So we really want, by this event, to give our support.
Those who have family members in Sichuan province are feeling especially uneasy. GD is a graduate student in environmental studies.
I haven't got in touch with my grandma, but my mom has heard from her, and they're all fine. So now the case is they can call to the outside, but it's pretty hard to get in touch with them because the line is really busy.
But GD says her grandmother may not be at home anyway. She and other family members have been sleeping in a van so they won't be trapped indoors if aftershocks come. Organizers of the vigil say the event paid off. Almost everyone who came made a donation. In just 1 hour, they raised more than $6,000 for the Chinese Red Cross. For The World, I'm Jessica Jones in Durham, North Carolina.